You need some funding to go to a conference or something?
Yes. I've got my airfare and accommodation sorted by, you know, you take money from the Powerbill and you use it to pay for your airfares and juggle it around. But basically what's happening is that from the 26th, 27th and 28th of November over the ditch in Sydney is the 2013 Australian Public Sector Anti-Corruption Conference. And I went to their conference back in 2009, and there were about 500 delegates there and a lot of anti-corruption experts. And I can't underestimate, if you go to these conferences seriously wanting to learn stuff, that you can't beat them, because you've got the experts, you've got the workshops, you can listen, ask the hard questions, take away the written material, put your mind to it, and I would never have been able to draw up that action plan against corruption had I not been to that conference, and then a year later to the Transparency International Anti-Corruption Conference in 2010. But what I'm really looking forward to on this one is that I so want to blow the whistle on New Zealand. There's so much stuff. I mean, we're perceived to be the least corrupt country in the world, and good God, I mean, it's the biggest pile of steaming proverbial you ever heard in your life. And
I would deduce from that the perception is not reality, as many have claimed.
Well, it's not, because the fact of the matter is that, and I mean, I've looked into this, Transparency International, sorry, but there's nothing transparent about the way that they compiled their data upon which their corruption perception index is based. It's based on subjective opinions of anonymous business people. Oh, like they used to go to the business roundtable. Oh, is New Zealand corrupt? No. Okay, tick.
That's like going to the Mafia Don of New York and going, hey, is there any mafia activity going on in the walk? No way.
Well, exactly. So the goal is that, I mean, these conferences aren't cheap, and I think they really should, you know, sort of make cheaper registration costs for self-funded public watchdogs who run on the smell of an oily rag, but so far they don't. So it's 2,000 Aussie dollars to register for the conference, which is on the 27th and 28th of November. But the day before, it's 870 for a full-day workshop. And what I've learned is it's the workshops where you do the mixy-mingly stuff, and that's where you get to ask a lot of questions and really get a much better in-depth understanding and get to know some of the people, because a number of the people that will be at this conference, I will have met a number of them 4 years ago, but this time when I go over there, it'll be on the basis that I got nearly 12,000 votes in Auckland, the biggest city in New Zealand, in an in-your-face campaign against corrupt corporate control. Now, there's usually heaps of media there, and hopefully some of the Aussie media might just be have a bit more gumption than our local ones, because one of the main things I want to make a huge fuss about is the Sky City money laundering bill, and I'll go into that in a little bit more detail. But honestly, from John Key down, there's been no due diligence on the increased risk of money laundering, and in my considered opinion, Sky City is setting up a money laundering factory in the heart of Auckland City, and it's just outrageous. So anyway, go, folks, that's the go. If 150 people donate $20 each, I'm sorted. Now, that's not a really big ask, and I don't ask for money unless I need it, but I need it. Okay, so if you look on my website, which is pennybrightformayor.org.nz, I've got the Kiwi Bank account number there. I've checked with the electoral officer, and it's all good. I mean, you know, the election campaign is over, and there's no problem why using my mayoral website to do this. It's all good. So help. Yeah, that would be great. Because compliments don't pay the bills, and they're not going to get me inside the conference. And it'll be same with you, Vinny. I mean, you know, it's just we now need people to put a little bit of money where their mouths is if they support the work we do. When we need a hand and we ask for a hand, please help. Yeah,
that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Go to www.pennybrightformayor.org.nz and donate. There's a bank account number right there on the homepage for everybody to see. Donate today.